What is going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 69 of the Car 5 Podcast. We're getting up there. You guys know me. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about an off-road Lamborghini Huracan called the Sterato, if you can believe it's real. As usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So this off-roading Huracan, everybody, is basically, in my opinion, Lamborghini is having fun with design and research and different concept, and that's how the Huracan Sterato is born. It's basically, if you take a Huracan Evo and do everything you can to make it off-roading, that's exactly what Lamborghini did. And I love when car manufacturers do this because it shows their expressive thinking, their ideas, their technology, their inspiration, just them being creative and moving forward. So let's go ahead and get into this Sterato. The main highlight of this entire car is basically the exterior. So let's go ahead and start with that. You're going to have aluminum and reinforcements throughout the entire frame of the Sterato for it to be using off-road. You're going to have reinforced side skirts. You're going to have rear and front skid plates. You're going to have mud guards, which seem like they're also behind reinforced wide body kit has been added to the car as well. Suspension has been raised by 1.85 inches for greater ground clearance, and the Sterato is also equipped with much thicker off-road tires that have a huge and deep tread. You can also see a roof rack has been added to the car with an LED mounted light bar up top and these two individual LED lights as well on the front bumper. So anything and everything that had to have been done to take a Lamborghini Huracan Evo and make it off-roading, that's exactly what they did. They raised it up, gave it thicker off-road tires. They definitely had to beefen up the suspension of the frame of the entire car. And it's just so cool looking because it's so different. You're used to seeing Lamborghinis look just evil and sinister and extremely fast looking cars and sleek and sexy. And when you see one that's just so radically different, it's kind of a treat to see. It's just something neat and cool that, you know, feast your eyes on. Now, as far as interior goes, there's not really too much to tell. Lamborghini hasn't released details of that as of yet, but they are mentioning a new carbon bi-shell sport seats. You're going to have a 4-point seatbelt harness, a titanium roll cage in the car, and you're going to have a more sportier off-road like design on the interior. But other than that, like I said, they haven't said anything. There's no picks for us to actually dive further into to explore. In regards to performance, they are going to use the 5.2 liter V10 from the Sterato, or from the Huracan for the Sterato. You're going to have a power output of 640 horsepower with 442 foot-pounds of torque. Now, here's the interesting part, is the Sterato is actually going to borrow what Lamborghini is saying, the LDVI technology, basically the computer, from the Huracan Evo. And what that stands for, LDVI, is Lamborghini Dynamica Vicolo Integrata, which basically assists the driver with things such as four-wheel steering, torque vectoring, all-wheel drive, all these types of things, basically driving aspects. Now, there has been a slight change to this LVDI system for the Sterato for more off-road types of driving and styles and uses. I mean, the normal Huracan Evo is probably not going to know what traction control is like for going in mud or going in sand and things like that. This Sterato is going to have that difference and change for the computer. Now, is this thing actually real? Is it going to be produced? Can you go down to your local Lamborghini dealership and buy one off the showroom floor? I had to break my heart, and I'm so sorry and unfortunate that I have to break your guys' hearts too. No, it's not going to go into production as we've been told by Lamborghini. Maybe it changes. I don't know. I hope to God it does. I'm praying it does. I hope they actually make it. But this whole thing is just, like I said earlier, it's meant for vehicle exploration and new ideas and research and design, R&D, you know, looking at different technologies. How does the car handle? How does it steer differently in off-road uses? This is just something they're creating and having fun with, and like I said, exploring. So it's always cool to see car manufacturers come out with different ideas and just radical designs and do something different. And when I saw the Huracan Sterato, I was completely mind blown, which I think everyone else was too. It's just so awesome and cool looking and different for Lamborghini to do things like that. You know, when they came out with the Urus, their SUV, that was a big shock to everyone as well, but look how well it's doing. I read a statistic lately, the Urus is accounting for over 60% of Lamborghini sales this year. Astronomically huge. So ladies and gentlemen, in regards to the Huracan Evo Sterato, the off-roading Lamborghini, that's all we got for you today for episode number 69. Don't forget to tune in to the social media. Like on Facebook, follow on Instagram. If you guys ever need anything from me, you know you can shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Now, don't forget, if you're also checking out the YouTube for the first time, the podcast for the first time, go ahead and browse around. If you see what you like, hit that subscribe button. And if you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. If you guys are ever looking for the sickest car merchandise out there, your favorite hat, your favorite shirt, maybe accessories, jacket from some of your favorite car companies, check out the link in bio, www.tog.com. I can hook you guys up with the sickest car merchandise, and there's a promo code on there as well. Lastly, don't forget to tune into the next episode, episode number 70. We're going to be talking about the upcoming McLaren T.50 from Gordon Murray, which is supposed to be the brand new F1. That is huge and very exciting news. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.